spices and fibers from bananas to sweet potatoes. Go to drfidos.com today and subscribe to save $20 each month. Vet developed, dog trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Don't just take our word for it.
I have used it on two dogs, Kipper and Coda, but I just started giving Kipper tons of the Dr. Fido's product. He actually started eating all of his food. Like, I actually had to give him more. The product has been very successful for both dogs.
Every dog deserves a topper worth barking about. Go to drphytos.com. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer will be unveiling her proposed fiscal 2026 budget today. The spending plan will be presented to members of the county council beginning now. Former State Senator Klossmeyer was named earlier this year to serve out the remaining term of Johnny Olszewski, who was elected to the U.S. House in November. Last year, Olszewski submitted a $5 billion budget for fiscal year 2025. And Governor Wes Moore is preparing to travel overseas for an economic development trip. Beginning today, the governor will be taking a week-long trip to Japan and South Korea for his first international trade and investment mission focused on quantum computing, life sciences, and robotics. Moore says the countries are two of Maryland's closest trade partners, and the goal of the trip is to grow partnerships. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and J's under the lights tonight at 7:05. Birds coming back from a disappointing six-game road trip. Have yet to win a series this year. They're 0-3-1. Here's the skipper.
Guys are keeping their heads up. We just got to keep working. You know, it's a talented team that we're not playing to our full potential right now. And you're going to go through challenges throughout the season. We've hit a challenge a little bit.
Birds have won 275 games in the last 3 years. That's an average of 92 per season. They haven't been 3-under in a season since July 8th of 2022. Maryland head basketball coach Buzz Williams sat down with Hall of Famer Johnny Holiday to discuss Maryland basketball and the state of college basketball in general.
And I think that it's human nature to resist change, and the amount of change that's transpired in the last 4 years in college athletics, it's never been more volatile.
And to illustrate that point, Terps reserve guard Chance Stevens entered the portal earlier this week, meaning that every player from last year's Maryland men's basketball team has either transferred, entered the portal, graduated, or declared for the draft. Reserve guard Chance Stevens was literally the last man standing. Coming up in 30 minutes, day two of the Masters has begun. And that is Stein on Sports.
Why do we refinance our homes? To lower our mortgage payments, consolidate debt, and make life more affordable. Did you know a reverse mortgage is just another refinance? But this time, instead of lowering your payment, you're eliminating it. Stop making mortgage payments and put that money back in your pocket each month where it belongs. Call me, Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the umbrella close by. We've got rain on the way. Heavy rain at times today, 52. Showers tomorrow morning. They'll taper off in the afternoon, 50 tomorrow. Sunday, no rain, and we warm up, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 47 degrees in Dundalk, 44 in Owings Mills, and 44 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Hope your day is going to start off right. I will say, if you are listening to WCBM, then you're already doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Pat yourself on the back. You know, it's so interesting because we're going to talk here in a second about obviously what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday with the SAVE Act and the big, beautiful bill. We are going to talk about that. And I also wanted to talk about a little bit about the female aspect to some of this juvenile crime that we're seeing. And really, the number of females being involved these days, it's incredible. It's incredible. Almost every other story now of juveniles, whether it's carjacking or armed robbery, you hear about a female involved. And you must wonder, because I've always wondered, where are the parents in this situation? I've always wondered that, right? Whether it was male or female. I always wondered that. But when it comes to your baby girl, right? Your 15-year-old girl. Where are you on that? You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's your girl. It's your little girl. Okay? I don't understand how is your baby girl running amok, carjacking people, right? And this is 7 p.m. at night. It's a, you know, the night before school. And you must not really know where your daughter is. It's bizarre to me. It's bizarre. And then on top of this, you know, it's like, are these girls, are they being recruited to some of these gangs? Because we did hear about this when it comes to the young men. Some of the young men have disclosed that some of them, there are gang members that have been recruiting at some of the high schools. And we warned Democrats that this was going to happen when they implemented the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. It's like, okay, well, if you're telling all the criminals that if they just, you know, excuse me, recruit somebody that's under the age of 14 to do their dirty work, nothing's really going to happen. They don't have to come up with bail money. They don't have to deal with legal counsel. They don't have to deal with anything. You're just going to take that kid home. So for, you know, a drug dealer, that's a good time. That's, you know, it's like, well, thank you. So now we're just going to go pick up a ninth grader at one of these high schools. We'll have him run the drugs. And we won't be bothered with any of the headaches. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. But I do wonder, are there now females being inducted into these gangs? This is very scary. Because along with that, you think of the drug trafficking, you think of the carjacking, the armed robberies. And if you're thinking of, you know, young teenage girls, I'm thinking of human trafficking. Are we not all thinking that? That this could be a possibility? I find it really disturbing. Yes, is it disturbing that these juvenile males are involved? Yes, but I find it extremely disturbing that we've got 15-year-old girls hanging out with these two 17-year-old males and then this 19-year-old young woman, and they're, you know, carjacking, evading police, running into someone's home. As a parent, how do you not know that your little girl is involved in activity like this? And I will tell you what, if you listen to that story, and again, Keith Daigle's had the story there on Fox 45, if you want to see the clip. But if you think about it, this is probably most likely those kids, it's not their first rodeo. Because remember, they were being chased by police. They did a pretty good job of evading the police. Then Foxtrot got involved. And it's hard to evade Foxtrot, right? And then they run into this woman's home. They thought that they could hide there. They had no fear at all to run into this person's home. Like, think about it. If this person, say this woman was in her kitchen and had a gun possibly in one of her cabinets because she's living in a not-so-safe neighborhood, these kids could have ran into her house. She could have been in the kitchen, heard footsteps, picked up her gun, and at that point, she's got an intruder. She could have started firing. This, you know, I really do hope, and I don't, you know, we'll see if Mayor Brandon Scott and others actually make a comment about this story, but the tragic way in which this could have ended, there are many scenarios here that could have ended in dead teenagers. A dead, innocent bystander, you know, just a homeowner. going about her day. This is really quite insane if you really think about it. I do have a call here. I got John and Glen Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Yeah, I was wondering if the governor is going to refer the Japanese and the Koreans to watch Fox 45 News when he's on his trade mission to see what kind of nightmares he wants them to invest into.
Yeah, you know what? I heard about Governor Westmoreland on his way over to Asia. I thought it was interesting, John, because, you know, he says he wants to push IT and quantum and all this other stuff, but we just found out that they're taxing all those things. So what business person in their right mind would come to Maryland with a tech company?
Well, there's another thing they dropped it right after the legislature got done raising our taxes, but almost $1 billion a year we're subsidizing child support, and there's the state spending $42 million a year in child support administration, but they're letting go almost $1 billion a year, and they're not calling it back from these guys. And it's like, wait a minute, the government's not doing their job.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be. That's so now we're subsidizing all these kids, and I bet you dollars to donuts, we're subsidizing some of the kids that are out there carjacking.
Oh, I believe that 100%. 100%, John. And this is probably why the parents don't care.
I'm not talking about their housing vouchers, their SNAP vouchers, their free public education that they're squandering.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about any of that. And of course, they said Westmore says public safety, but he leaves out the word net.
Yeah.
It's the public safety net that's killing us.
Yeah.
I think President Trump should pull ICE out of Maryland and advertise it. He should pull ICE out of Illinois and advertise it and let their policies completely sink the state.
Look, a lot of people do want that to happen, believe it or not, John. They want it to hit rock bottom so voters would finally wake up. I think that might do the trick. You think it'll do the trick?
Yeah, because they're receiving Medicaid. They have right on the website, the state's Medicaid website, how to get Medicaid if you're here in the country, not even working, right? How do you get your free housing? They have totally citizenship blind public service offices. Then the schools are getting crushed with English as a second language.
Yeah.
All of it, not all of it, but a huge chunk of these expenses are on the backs of their soft immigrant policies.
Yeah.
And then they got people not working everywhere. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, you're right, John. You're right. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Cam. Bye.
Thank you. And John's right on that. And I do think that we are supporting. I know before some people didn't like my comment that I made a while back, and even it was on a different station. But I said before, it's like as taxpayers, we are kind of like baby daddies, okay? Because we are kind of sort of paying child support when you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things. And it's like you always hear the Democrat Party, they're like, oh, we want to get to the root cause of things. They never do. The root cause of a lot of this stuff is the fact that a lot of these kids are uneducated. A lot of their parents are uneducated. Do you want to get to the root cause of, you know, our failed education system? No. No, you don't. You continue to give the public CEO a raise every year. She has the worst results I think I've ever seen. One of the worst school districts in the entire country right here in Baltimore. And then, you know, you're talking about the free lunches, which is, you know, being paid for by taxpayers. The whole thing. We are supporting a lot of these kids. We truly are. And I said before, I think some of these parents would still be ashamed if we really shamed them. Like if we made it known and actually put like a photo of the parent up on a billboard or something and said, yeah, here's the mother of the 15-year-old girl that was with a carjacking ring or group that ran into some woman's home. And police came, chased by Foxtrot. You know what I mean? Put the mom's photo. You don't want to put the 15-year-old's photo up? Fine. Shame the mom. Shame the mom. Shame the dad. Shame whoever is supposedly raising this kid. Because they're doing an awful job. And I think it would turn around a little bit. And, of course, many of you have called in before. take away some of their subsidies, right? Take away some of the government-assisted programs. Your kid's getting in trouble? Your kid's out here violently carjacking people? Well, guess what? You lose whatever government assistance you had. Clearly, you want to do this on your own, right? Because clearly, you don't really care what's happening with your kid. I got a text here from Craig in Harford County. He says, hey, Kim, did you see the city has decided that the Inner Harbor needs volleyball and pickleball courts? Doesn't seem like the sports activities that would keep these juveniles out of trouble to me. Great planning, once again, Mayor Scott. Well, that's because Mayor Scott, he knows he's shipping a lot of these kids out of here. He'll continue to say it. And Baltimore County Police already acknowledged this. He says, oh, the crime is down in Baltimore City. The non-fatal shootings, the homicides. Meanwhile, Baltimore County, Howard County, Anne Arundel County, all every other jurisdiction, the crime is up. Even there in Harford County where you are, Craig, the crime is up. The non-fatal shootings are up. The homicides are up. And then you trace back these people that are committing the crime, and lo and behold, they were living in Baltimore City not even a year prior. He's shipping all of his criminals out. So when you're talking about this volleyball and pickleball court, Craig, by then, Mayor Scott believes that they'll already ship most of their criminals elsewhere. And that, you know, there'll be some high rises and there'll be some great people to you know, use those courts. That's the plan. That's their blueprint. They were going to fix the problem. They were just going to put it on a bus and get it out of here. And then he has the nerve to say, well, GVRS is working, and you know, like I know, I know what I'm doing. Right? It's like, no, you don't. Just 2 years ago, you said you couldn't rest your way out of it. Here we are, you know, you were up on stage Tuesday saying, hey, look, we're now tying down this drug trafficking ring. Look at us in Curtis Bay. We arrested 11 to 12 people. Look at us, you know? Oh, so now you want to rest your way out of it? And real quick, on top of that story, and shout out to our friend David in Curtis Bay. He actually did an interview, I guess that was yesterday, and apparently where that drug trafficking ring was, you know, doing all the open-air drug market shenanigans, apparently, according to David, he had some pictures and photos that he shared with the news network that he interviewed with, and he said, here you go right here. That drug trafficking ring, removing those individuals, that did nothing. Because there were people out there still conducting business as usual. And many people have called the show and said that. You can get rid of one quarter boy, but there'll be another quarter boy out there the very next day. They're not solving the problem. They're not getting to the root of the problem. You've got to arrest people, and you've got to do more. You've got to educate people, and you've got to make examples out of people. You have to take away their government-assisted program. You have to do more. It's a nightmare. All right. I got some good news coming up for you. And that is what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. You had Speaker Mike Johnson. He actually stepped up to the plate. And they passed the big, beautiful bill. And they also passed the SAVE Act. Now, of course, this goes on to the Senate. But while things are great, you know, we'll talk about that coming up next. Real quick, I wanted to ask you, are you looking for a natural way to boost your energy, support your heart, stay active as you age? If so, it's time to try Rescue Orsine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina. And it's without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters like many of us do. It supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every single day. So right now, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orsine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. So you call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or you can visit rescue.com and enter code MYENERGY at the checkout. Don't miss out. This is an exclusive deal, and I'm telling you, it's not going to last long. Go to rescue.com now and use code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab your Rescue Orsine with the buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. sports, go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
That's a jam right there, Michelle. Thank you so much for playing that. All right, if you're just joining us this morning, we were talking about juvenile crime. We were talking about people possibly voting differently. We had our friend John at Glen Arm call, and he was like, can't let it hit rock bottom. And then voters would have to wake up. And I do think we're getting closer to that, especially with these energy bills. Right? There are a lot of people talking about the hikes, whether it's BGE or their energy bills. And, you know, of course, they're still dealing with the fact that now, yes, grocery prices are coming down a little bit, but you're still thinking about all those days that you paid so much, right? I mean, many people talked about having to be on a very strict budget this past year. But I'll tell you right now, with the taxes and the fees that we're going to see implemented this year, it's going to be even tighter for people. And, you know, how much more can people take? I don't know. I mean, you and I, we're fed up, right? That's why we talk about it here on WCBM. But is everyone fed up? Are enough people fed up? Right? I guess all we need is, 51% of the vote? Is 51%, are they fed up? I got my friend Stanley in Baltimore. Stanley, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I'm calling about not only about the crime, but I just told the screener that I have an issue with out-of-state voting by college students. I've talked to different members of Congress about this, that they need to change the federal law so you have to vote back where you came from, because we have, I don't know how many universities in this state, and all of them are bringing in, importing Democrat voters. That's enough to flip Maryland. You might have won the second district. I don't know if Towson was in that district.
Yeah, Towson is the second district, yeah.
Because, and I don't know how much of the city is in that district, but I know here in your old 7th district, I know Coppin State, Morgan State, University of Baltimore, they're all importing voters. Because I've talked to the people at the voter state, they say, oh, they don't have to change the registration, but they can register to vote. Your car can stay registered where you came from, but you can vote out of your dormitory. I don't know why they allow them to do that.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize that either.
I just want to get it on the air. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm getting a lot in. I have other topics. I could go overboard with topics, but I'm going to keep it just to this topic, just as an interjection to the voting problems in Maryland, because that's a form of voter fraud that's happening in a lot of these blue states.
Yeah.
Allow non-citizens to vote, basically. I don't know, some of these kids might be voting in their own state by mail-in and then voting in person in Maryland, voting twice.
I mean, look, it's a possibility. And we did find out through Elon Musk and Trump, through Doge, that you have illegal immigrants getting driver's license and they have been able to vote. That's definitely a possibility, Stanley. I appreciate you. You said you're a first-time caller.
Thanks a lot for having me. I'm glad to hear you on the radio. I wish you would have been elected, because I tear up Andy Harris's phone line. I call him our at-large Republican.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a refugee in the 7th district. They hang up on me. I told them 2020, I said, the Democrats have perfected voter fraud, and the woman hung up on me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She got, I had her right at the heart of the matter there, and she didn't like it. Uh-oh. They have perfected voter fraud.
Oh, they definitely have.
2020. Well, thanks a lot. You have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Stanley. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Too. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? And this is what many of you are familiar with, Nicole Ambrose. She ran in the second district. I guess that was in 2022. She did really well. Nicole Lee does a lot of work with the Maryland GOP. And she is our, I know she used to be, still could be, our RNC chairwoman as well. And so Nicole Lee, I ran into her at the Women's History event at the White House. And I was asking her, and I said, you know, give it to me straight here, no chaser. You know, what are we looking at right now as far as the midterms in Maryland? And she confirmed, she's like, look, Kate Sullivan, there's so many people working on election integrity. She said, but there is just so much fraud. It is just like, you got to go through this with a fine-tooth comb. And I believe that 100%. I will also say, and I noted this, remember during early voting, I told you that here in this past election, I went to the Randallstown location. And there was one woman, she got into like a verbal argument with me because obviously she hates the fact that I'm a Black Republican. But anyway, beyond that, I did show up there a couple of times because, you know, and I wouldn't send a volunteer to that because it is, it's, they get a little aggressive in Randallstown. But I noted that there were many, many vans that were pulling up with young adults that were disabled. They had disabilities. And these vans would pull up, their caretaker would get out with the individuals, and they were taking them one by one from the van into Randallstown Early Voting Center to vote. Now, I will tell you that at least four of the individuals that I saw being taken in from like one of the vans, they were nonverbal. And you could tell they didn't really know what was going on. And this happened all day long. They were bringing these vans all day long with people with disabilities. And they were going in there, obviously voting Democrat, because their handlers were clearly Democrats. They were very friendly with the people that were out there for Angela Alsobrooks. Brooks. And I said, wow, this is another way that they're doing this. They're going to get these individuals that are even nonverbal, can barely walk, you know, at all. And they're taking them in and they're using their ID and they're, you know, basically telling them how to vote. And when you, I guess when you have certain disabilities, you can have somebody that goes in the voting booth with you. And there's no way that they're not influencing them to vote Democrat up and down the ballot. And this happened all day long at Randallstown, all day long. So that's another way that they're, you know, getting votes in. And I made a note of that. And I thought, these people, man, there's nothing they won't do. They will go as low as hell. You know what I mean? There's nothing they won't do. They will take advantage of vulnerable individuals with disabilities. That's how low they are. All right, coming up next, I am going to get to, and this kind of goes along with it, the SAVE Act was passed on the Hill, which is going to deal with voter ID. And then also the big, beautiful bill. We're going to talk about that coming up. And don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by our friend Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland out of Terrell, Texas. He was a Border Patrol agent for 26 years, has quite the stories to share with us, and I'm interested to learn more. Right now, he's probably up behind
her with a pool station. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. China fires another volley in its trade war with the U.S., Beijing says starting tomorrow it will boost its tariffs on American goods from 84 to 125%. President Trump is bullish on the U.S. economy despite sagging stock prices and shaky consumer confidence. The president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill takes a major step forward as House Republicans vote to advance work on that budget legislation. Along with tax cuts and spending cuts, the president wants to increase spending on defense, energy, and border security. A family of five from Spain and the pilot are dead after their New York City sightseeing helicopter plunged into the Hudson River. That happened yesterday afternoon. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading about 267 points lower. This is SRN News.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
After playing 10 of their first 13 on the road, the Birds are back home tonight as they open a nine-game homestand at Camden Yards against the Blue Jays. Amid some early season pain, literally, to the pitching staff. But the bats have been inconsistent as well, as manager Brandon Hyde acknowledges.
We're off to a slow start, grinding. We've had a handful of good games, but we're having a tough time putting everything together.
Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday.
Baseball's tough, and I feel like we've hit the ball hard and right at people, and kind of all up and through the down the lineup, everyone's hitting the ball hard and just haven't been able to find holes the past few games.
Tomo Sugano makes his Camden Yards debut tonight. He's 1-1 with a .289 earned run average. They've teed off at Augusta this morning. Day one leader Justin Rose with a sizzling 7-under 65, went at about 840. Scottie Scheffler, 3-back at 4-under, goes at 123 this afternoon. Coming up in 30 minutes, Masson asks Jim Palmer to take a step back. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Low pressure over North Carolina making its way northward and the rain along with it. Widespread rain today, heavy rain at times, and temperatures struggling to warm up. 52 the high today. Rain continues tonight. Some showers tomorrow morning. They'll ease up by the afternoon. 50 the high tomorrow. Sunday, no rain, and we warm back up. 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
All right. We're going to get to some of these stories on Capitol Hill. We were talking about local stories if you're just joining us. And also a reminder, we're going to be joined at 11 o'clock by Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland out of Terrell, Texas. He was on the border for 26 years. He retired and then is now the sheriff there. And he's been on Fox News, Newsmax a lot lately talking about the border, talking about the differences between what the border's like under Joe Biden, President Trump, and even Barack Obama. He's going to share some of those stories with us. I got a text here from Joe, our friend Joe in Baltimore. He says, if y'all criticize Donald Trump as much as y'all criticize Maryland lawmakers, I might actually vote Republican. Well, Joe, you can vote Republican without anybody criticizing President Trump. I guess, you know, my question is really interesting because here in the state of Maryland, you're going to be paying more in taxes and fees. your life is going to get very expensive this year, right? And it is not, I'm not saying, you know, because you know, you're in a certain industry, you're doing certain things. Everyone's going to pay more. Everyone here in the state of Maryland, which is so crazy that Governor Westmore says the opposite. And so I guess that, you know, I look at someone like you, Joe, and you're not the only person that just doesn't like President Trump. It doesn't like, I guess, when people, you know, praise him for what the things that he does or does not criticize him as much. But, you know, when you're looking at Maryland lawmakers, they affect your life much more than President Trump will ever affect your life, Joe. And so I guess I'm very confused on to why, you know, yourself and some others that call the show just go in on President Trump all of the time when your life is mostly affected by the decisions that are made in Annapolis and even the decisions that are made in your local jurisdiction. That's what's so confusing about it, because it's almost, you know, in my mind, and of course I respect you, I respect everybody that has opposing opinions, and I appreciate you guys calling and texting in the show, but it's confusing for me because I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, if you're not exactly happy on the way things are going, and Joe, you told us, I think it was yesterday, that you're tired of hearing about Trump all the time, but I do believe that you listen to the show for the Trump, you know, the Trump news. Because you don't talk to me about the Maryland legislators at all. And so it's just kind of like, you know, that's where the heart of these issues are. You know, it's in Annapolis. And that's why so many people were upset. I mean, you have businesses, and we talked about this, like McCormick. They showed up to testify in Annapolis because things are just so crazy. And they said, look, we'll move out of Maryland. If you guys continue doing what you're doing, we are going to move out of Maryland. And, of course, then they pulled that back. But there are going to be a lot of tech companies, and I know a lot of IT tech entrepreneurs that are black men in the city of Baltimore that have their own tech companies that do their own, whether it's website design, stuff like that. They're going to end up paying more in taxes and fees. And so here you're going to affect a lot of black entrepreneurs. Joe, are you okay with that? I mean, if we really want to have these discussions, we can. Because, you know what, I think it's very interesting that there are so many Democrats out there that believe, and we're talking about businesses and what they're feeling on their bottom line. If you ever notice, there's a lot of people that just assume that these entrepreneurs that we're discussing constantly are white. You ever notice that? I know a lot of black business owners. If you're looking at black minority business owners in the state of Maryland, there are many of them. They're going to be affected by what they just did in Annapolis. And what are they going to do? Some of those businesses, they're going to move. They are going to move. You are going to see a decline in minority-owned businesses in the state of Maryland. I guarantee you that. And last time I checked, they're the ones up there, you know, talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, guess what? You're about to put them out, too. Well, you're looking at the decline in population in Baltimore City. It's middle-class black families. And so, you know, if we really want to have a true discussion on what's going on here, I'm so willing to have it. I really am. But to keep, you know, continuing to point the fingers at Republicans, which we are in the minority in Maryland, we don't really make any decisions. To continue to point the finger at President Trump, where we just had 4 years of Joe Biden and things got worse, even for those minority business owners. I mean, it's like, you know, at what point in time are we going to be honest? We were talking a bit about Governor Westmore. I see I have a caller here, Bud in Westminster. Bud, did you want to weigh in on Westmore going to Japan today? Hey, Bud? All right. I think Bud probably did not hear me, but hopefully he'll call back. Also got a text here. I guess, did Marty call in? Marty said that London was released on her own recognizance. No bail. Oh, my gosh. So the 19-year-old girl that ran into that woman's house with those other three juveniles, she was let go. Of course she was. You know, it's Maryland. This is how we do things, unfortunately. All right. We were talking about lots of things here locally, but I do want to talk about what's going on at Capitol Hill. You know, Congress actually showed up to work yesterday. Yep, they actually did something. Look, I criticize the Republicans, too. We've been criticizing them this entire time. President Trump's looking at 100 days in office, and I've been asking, why isn't Speaker Johnson moving quickly, especially as fast as President Trump and Elon Musk are moving? Well, lucky me, my prayers were answered. You had Congress actually assemble yesterday, and they did go and vote on some bills, one being the SAVE Act. And I thought that Representative Kat Kamick, she's from Florida, by the way, I thought that she did a fantastic job talking about the SAVE Act. And then we'll discuss this because now, remember when they told us that black people were too stupid to get IDs? Again, that was the Democrat Party. Joe, my friend Joe in Baltimore, the Democrat Party says that you, sir, and I, we're too stupid to get IDs. I don't think that's true. I don't think that at all. Well, guess what? Now they believe that women in general might be too stupid to get an ID. Take a listen to Representative Kat Kamick talking about the SAVE Act.
I rise in strong support as a woman and as the chairwoman of the Republican Women's Caucus, not only just for election integrity, but clearly literacy, because y'all have not read the bill. That much is clear. This bill is very, very simple. It ensures that only American citizens can vote in our federal elections. This isn't hard. 87% of Americans agree that only Americans should vote in our elections. So it makes me wonder, why are my friends on the other side of the aisle always consistently looking for ways to ensure that illegals can vote in our elections? It's almost as though they have an ulterior motive. You have to show an ID to board a plane, to buy alcohol, to cash a check. You have to show an ID to buy cold medicine, for God's sakes. Why should people not have to verify their citizenship to register? And I say to register because my friend over here keeps pointing out that women in every single congressional district will have to provide proof of their name change in order to vote. Folks, read the bill, page 14. If you are registering to vote, there is a process by which the states establish. If you are already registered to vote, you are fine. Read the bill. Stop insulting women. I am sick and tired, and I know women across this country are sick and tired of being talked down to and being insulted repeatedly with the fear-mongering tactics of the left. It is disingenuous for them to stand there and continue to say that women will not be eligible to vote. This is about protecting one of our most sacred rights that we have as Americans. And I am so proud to stand here as a woman, as a married woman, and again as the chair of the Republican Women's Caucus in safeguarding and ensuring the integrity of our elections. I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Time has expired.
I yield an additional 15 seconds.
The gentleman from Wisconsin yields her an additional 15 seconds. Thank you.
I can keep preaching for an additional 30. The point is that Americans around this country are sick and tired of the fear-mongering tactics that they have been subjected to by the left for decades. We need to ensure the integrity of our elections. It has been demanded by the American people, and we're making good on that promise today. I urge my colleagues to support the SAVE Act. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Expired.
All right, that was Representative Kat Kamick. She's in Florida. She's been doing a fantastic job as well. And I saw her at the Women's History event at the White House, and she actually took the stage and said a few words before President Trump came out. And she did talk about supporting a lot of female candidates here in the midterms. So if you don't follow Kat Kamick, it's C-A-M-M-A-C-K, perhaps you can follow her on social media because she's really going to get involved in the elections this cycle, from what I could tell, which is great. We need more Republicans that are in office lending a hand to those that are running for office. And like I said, time and time again, that was my biggest pet peeve about Governor Larry Hogan. We're not going to be able to gain seats and one day hopefully become the majority if we don't have those that are inside helping others to also get inside. You know, I hate that situation. And this goes for life in general. Do you ever see people that they make it? They make it in life, right? They get to where, you know, they worked hard. They make it to where they get in life. And then they shut the door behind them. You ever see that? Instead of like at least pulling one person up with them. So that person can then, you know, pass that along as well. Because that's what I like to see. That's what I like to see. That's why I started helping candidates after my race. Because I said, look, you know, we're not going to let, because, you know, we had all the stuff that went viral. I was like, we got to post other candidates on my pages so other people can see them and donate to them. Because, you know, what's good of getting all these followers, right, if I'm just going to start some YouTube channel and, you know, commentate? No, we got to get some other people across the aisle. We got to get them there. So you know, I like to see other people lending a hand. But as she pointed out there, they're now saying in the Democrat Party that blacks, Hispanics, and even women in general are now too stupid, according to Democrats, to get IDs. And Sunny Houston, I actually saw, and we're going to talk about this. I think I have Newsmax after this at like 1:30, I think. And we're going to talk about how Sunny Houston on The View, she went in on a rant saying that, yes, women that change their name when they get married, they just cannot get IDs like, you know, usually how women's can. I don't know about you guys, but I had no problem changing my name. It was very simple to do. It was easy. It was like one piece of paper. But these are the kind of things that they do. They say, oh, there's all these obstacles because for some reason, the Democrat Party does not want to secure the elections. But they're the first ones that talk about voter suppression, right? They're the first one to talk about that. It's like, well, you know what? The least we can do is secure it so that everybody's vote matters and is counted fairly. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that at all. And these are the same people, if you recall, that claimed that Russia was meddling in our election cycle. And, you know, I don't know if Russia meddled at all or not. But remember the whole Russian collusion thing? How long did we hear about that after President Trump won his first term? I can tell you, I went on Fox News. That was literally every Fox News hit I had was about Russian collusion. I was like, how long are we going to talk about this? When are they going to find evidence? What's up with the Steele dossier? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Hillary Clinton, she was on her tour. Remember, she was selling her book? I know Trump lied and he cheated. She was the first election denier. She was the pioneer. Nobody seems to recall that on the left. But we know about it, don't we? You know, like I know. And that's crazy, right? So it's like they talk about Russia and the possibility of Russia meddling in the elections. But here we have proof, thanks to Doge and Elon Musk, that there are illegal immigrants that are voting, in fact, in our elections. But they don't want to do anything about that. I also wanted to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill. The Big Beautiful Bill is something that many of us were waiting to see, and this is with the budget. Here's the thing. Even though these bills, Save Act and the Big Beautiful Bill, even though they passed the House, we have to wait and see if they pass the Senate. We have to do that. I'm hoping that everything will just be smooth sailing, but you never know. Of course, Representative Thomas Massie, he likes to grandstand a lot. People talk about how he grandstands. But we have people in the Senate that might do the same. So, of course, we'll continue to keep our eye on this. But I do have some audio from Speaker Mike Johnson talking about the Big Beautiful Bill, because he talked about it reducing regulations, being energy independent, which we were on our way there during Trump's first term. And then, of course, Joe Biden got in office and decided that he didn't want us to be energy independent, which if that's not suspicious, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. Who in their right mind is a president of the United States? Why would you want to depend on any other country for energy? That was suspicious. To me, that was treason. Right? All right, take a listen to Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's a good day in the House. I told you not to doubt us. The media always does. The Democrats always do. But we get the job done, and we're really grateful to have had the big victory on the floor just now. It was a big one, a very important one. The big news today, of course, is that we passed the budget resolution. We adopted the Senate's amendments to the resolution, holding in place all of the commitments and the instructions, the guidelines that the House originally enacted. And that was a big step, because that will allow us now to move forward to have our committees actually drafting the One Big Beautiful Bill. There's a lot of work ahead of us, and we're really excited about that. In November, the American people delivered unified government to the Republican Party. They returned President Donald J. Trump to the White House. They gave us control of the House and the Senate, and we are going to make good by that. We have a big responsibility. In the budget reconciliation bill, the reason we call it the One Big Beautiful Bill, everybody in this crowd of journalists knows that all the components that will be in that. We're talking about ensuring that the border is secure, having the resources that are necessary to do that. We're talking about getting the American economy going again by reducing regulations. We're talking about restoring peace through strength and making sure we have the measures in place to properly fund those priorities. We have a lot of things, American energy dominance, all the components that will make things better for Americans, drive down the cost of living, and get our economy really going again. And, of course, not the least of which, the big components of the One Big Beautiful Bill is to ensure that we don't have the largest tax increase in U.S. history all at once, which is what would happen at the end of this year if we didn't accomplish this mission, because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax cuts from the first Trump administration, as we know, would expire. So a big day for us. We will now get the committees operating on all cylinders. They'll be working over the two-week district work period that encompasses Passover and Easter. They'll take a couple of days off for those holy celebrations and then keep their sleeves rolled up and get right back to work. The committees in the Senate and the House will be working in a collaborative fashion. We've explained this, that this really is a one-team approach by Republicans in both chambers. I'm so grateful to Leader Thune and his steady hand of leadership. We had a joint press conference this morning making our commitments known of what we're going to try to do. And that is ensure real savings for the American people, because we have to do that. We have a responsibility to get our country back on a sound fiscal trajectory and also make sure that we ensure and protect those essential programs.
All right. Now, Speaker Mike Johnson, and apparently they're on Capitol Hill with these gaggles. They still have microphones from 1984. Why does it sound like that? I got to go back and see whose audio that it was that I pulled there, because it sounded, when it first came on, Michelle, I thought this was a clip of Ronald Reagan. I was like, wait a minute, is that Speaker Johnson? Why does it sound like this? Well, anyways, he was talking about the big, beautiful bill. And as you noted there, Congress is about to go on vacation again for about 2.5 weeks. So they voted on two bills. And now they're back on vacation. This is what kills me about Congress. This is what's making me very upset about the Republican Party, by the way. Because here we have the majority. We might not keep it, you know, in 2026. But you would think that we would be moving quickly and getting Trump's agenda accomplished quickly. But they're always on vacation, or they're always, like, just kicking the can down the road. And this is, you're talking about criticisms, Joe, of the Republican Party. Here's my criticism. I'm over it. Okay? They need to move faster. They need to be diligent with intention. I'm like, what are we doing? If the Democrats had it, they would do it. That's the part that's making me upset. All right, when we get back, we'll discuss this a bit more, and then we'll be joined by our guest at 11 a.m.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cove Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I recently came across a book of quotes from William Shakespeare. Much of what he had to say in his many plays is good advice for those of us today who understand that it's the government who will answer to God and not the other way around. In King Henry V, he wrote, "We are in God's hand." In King Henry VIII, he wrote, "Let never day nor night pass, but still remember what the Lord hath done." In Act 3 of that same play, he wrote, "Had I but served my God with half the zeal I served my king, he would not in mine age have left me naked to mine enemies." If all of that doesn't give us the proper perspective on things, this line from Hamlet hits the nail on the head. A politician is one that will circumvent God. All the way back in 1601, William Shakespeare had it figured out. It's time now for America to return to the God who has given us all we have and seek his mercy on us, that our blessings might continue. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Moment of Truth.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We are waiting our guest. I'm very excited to talk to Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland. He'll be joining us soon. He was a Border Patrol agent for 26 years, and now a sheriff in Terrell, Texas. I just saw a news clip here. A small plane has crashed in Boca, Florida. And it looks like from the video, it was right by a highway. I can't tell what's on the other side where you can see all the smoke and the flames here, but that just broke 3 minutes ago. Did you hear about Reagan National Airport? Two planes actually, their wings clipped. And there were members of Congress on one of those flights. But luckily, everybody is okay. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. Joe, in the text line, he says, most, if not all, these entrepreneurs voted for the people who enacted these laws to tax the IT industry. Joe in Abingdon. Yeah, Joe, it's a shame. I will say this, though. Governor Wes Moore, the Democrats in Annapolis, they never discussed taxing IT services. So those in the tech industry, they're getting like a slap in the face, kind of like a sucker punch. It came out of nowhere. They decided they couldn't make ends meet. They wanted to still do the blueprint, Kerwin Commission, whatever you want to call it. And so they were like, all right, who else can we tax? And they made this decision on the fly. So I will say those entrepreneurs, they probably had no idea. We had no idea. And we follow this every single day. Speaking of Annapolis, I've got Bud and Westminster. Bud, you wanted to weigh in on Westmore?
Yes. The state of Maryland is really going through a heck of an economical upturn as far as being turned upside down and stuff. My question is, how can Westmore go to Japan, South Korea? On whose dime is that going to be on? Is that us as a taxpayer, or is somebody donating the money for him? That was my question.
Yeah, no, that's from us, the taxpayer, because they're saying it's an economic something-something trip. The way they've classified it, Bud, is making it so that it's taxpayer-funded.
Yeah.
That's, well, yeah.
Well, to do a quote from Rob Carson and add something to it, don't catch the stupid. Well, there's another saying, you can't fix stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true, Bud. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, that's on us. His trip to Japan, to Asia in general. Yeah, Westmore, I think he's going for about a week. We're paying for it. We are. If I see his wife and kids, I'll be like, who's paying for that? No, I wouldn't do that. I will not do that. I am petty, but not that petty. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland. I also want to talk about the anniversary here of Freddie Gray. So on Saturday, it'll be 10 years since the riots. Penn North still looks the same, so if you want to weigh in on that, we'll do that around 11:30. And then also, how incompetent do you think Baltimore City leaders are? This might be the most shocking thing you've ever heard. All right, if you're in Baltimore City, have you noticed that there are a lot less street lamps? Right, a lot of street lights have been either hit by a car, knocked over by wind, stuff like that. Have you ever noticed that after one falls, they don't erect another one in its place? Well, there's a reason for that, and it's called being incompetent. I know, basic government functions. Baltimore City, please, will you vote for people that can do basic government functions? Otherwise, why are you paying their salaries? That's a question for you. So we'll talk about that as well. So we got so much more coming up in the next hour. I hope that you stay right there. And then also, we'll get to the poll question of the day again and see what you believe when it comes to the tariffs. We'll be right back.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-451-8989. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-451-8989. That's 1-800-451-8989. Again, 1-800-451-8989.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.